It's time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Tom Casper. Joins us every other week on Tuesdays. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. How about you?
Just fine. It has been, I think, in my perspective, for the plants that we've got around our yard and our deck and everything, it seems to be just a time of year where I don't have to water them as much as I think I should. And I feel like we've had, you know, just that kind of ideal, every 3 days there's some rain. Am I right, or am I just dreaming this is possible?
Well, I think up till very recently you probably are correct. Now we've had a few dry days in a row here where folks might have to have gotten out and watered those containers, especially if they're on the sunny side of the house or
right.
on a west yeah. side, they'll dry out.
And it's certainly been warmer.
Yeah. And folks, I've been talking to folks about a couple of things that that maybe have frustrated a few folks as far as gardening-related kinds of things. Other things I've been talking to them about. But,
yeah.
But anyway, garden-related things.
Right.
Things that people are talking about are really a lot of undersized vegetables.
Hmm.
And, you know, we had that cold weather certainly in May and the first half of June where a lot of those plants usually put on a lot of their size or get their growth going. So things like cucumbers and tomatoes, melons and stuff like that that people either had to delay putting in or put in and the ground was cold and the plant sat or they sat in containers and waited for the soil temperature or the air temperature to warm up. Now a lot of them are just sitting, and folks are starting to wonder if they're going to get any produce off of them at all this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, so especially depending on where you live, you know, closer to the lake, and we had all that east wind, it kept things pretty cool for much of the month of June. So hopefully we get now these warm days and some timely rain, like you mentioned, and hopefully things will catch up.
Well, now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, it probably isn't going to be one of those bumper crop years for those vining crops.
Okay.
But folks that have or are growing lettuce and radishes and things like that, they're already harvesting and having a good crop, but it just those vining crops that need those warm days have just really been delayed.
Well, delayed is one thing, but you were saying earlier that it's possible that they won't really get much of any yield, and is that, you know, a wimpy carrot is still a carrot? I mean, I kind of wonder if, but are you saying that they won't even germinate the fruit of the plant, so to speak? I mean, there's not going to be that much to harvest in the fall.
Right. And I think carrots are going to be okay because, you know, they're really late season. So mm-hmm. as long as we're getting these temperatures now and it's, they have time well into the later parts of the summer and into fall to really size up. But it's things like tomatoes, cucumbers, squash and melon.
I didn't realize that there was a moment in the spring where that's where a lot of their growth was really added. That I figured that if the summer kind of warmed up later, they'd catch up. But that's not the way it works for the hanging plants, huh?
Yeah, for certain plants that doesn't work, they kind of miss that opportunity to really put on substantial growth.
Mm.
So, because once they go into flowering and start trying to produce a fruit or a vegetable or, you know, produce something, a lot of their energy goes towards producing that. Well, if they don't have a lot of mass on their plant, it doesn't have enough energy to create enough fruit. So, so it certainly can be a challenge if you didn't get that size on early for that crop or that plant to be able to support fruiting. And production. So it, hopefully we recover. We get, you know, really now us gardeners are looking forward to hopefully nice warm temperatures,
mm-hmm.
like they're talking about, seasonal or timely rains, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
and then a nice long fall.
Right, right. A delayed winter, right.
Yeah.
Well, but, go ahead.
And certainly getting food out for those. So, you know, one of the things that a gardener can do is making sure that the plant never dries out, because that stresses it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also making sure it's never hungry. So feeding it regularly as well. So compost is the best choice, but there are other organic kinds of fertilizers that they can put down that help with the soil, but also feed the plant. And getting that kind of stuff down now will help as well with the plant. So.
Huh. Well, so let me ask the question. Clearly, and the show is called Tips for Hardy Gardeners, and we recognize that northern Minnesota is not the most verdant gardening place in the nation. What can people do in future years, for example, if they see that it's going to be a pretty chilly spring? Are we talking about putting a lot of hot boxes out there, starting their tomatoes in the basement under grow lights? I mean, or heating the soil with, I don't know, putting some, like the things they put on the roof, you know, that melt the ice off them. If they can put those coils around their garden to keep the soil a little more toasty. Are these practical solutions that one could consider to help to give those plants a good start when weather's against them?
Yes. Yeah, all of those things. Tomatoes, you almost need to start those indoors and have those at least, you know, 6, 8, 10 inches tall when you're planting them out, just to give them that much extra boost. But
yeah.
The grow kinds of things, there's matting that you can put down that some of the local folks sell, as well as you can get online. That helps heat up that soil early in the spring to help those plants to develop. A couple things you want to do: make sure that soil's warm enough before you go out to seed, so you're not wasting your seed. Because if it isn't warm enough, they're just going to rot away.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then the other thing to do is you also make sure that you're not mulching that garden. Really, that soil temperature is key to getting those plants started and getting size on them. So if you are mulching with grass clippings or whatever, wait till that plant is fully established and then put that stuff down. And then it helps with nutrients, and also at that point then preserving some of the moisture in the soil. So later in the, you know, later into June kind of thing, they're putting down grass clippings to feed the soil and also shade it.
Well, here's the thing, and this is like Doctor Who, where you need their Earth companion to travel with them so they can help explain to the viewer just what they're doing. For me, as a novice, listening to you talk about these sorts of things, I ask myself, how do you check the temperature of the ground, and what's the right temperature for putting something in? I mean, isn't thawed warm enough? I guess it's not, is it?
No, generally around 50, 55 degrees is ideal. Get plant into, you know, or a minimum, I guess, not ideal. But
are you talking air temperature or soil temperature?
Soil temperature.
So you have a thermometer of some sort that you're putting in the ground.
Yeah, you can check it with the thermometer, and they sell them around, and, you know, it's just basically a probe that you can put in the ground, and it will give you a temperature of the soil.
Hmm.
Certainly, if you're below 50 degrees, the seeds are going to struggle to survive and not rot away. So, so waiting a few extra days or a week with the season like we've had so far, or season we started with, is not going to hurt those plants. It's going to definitely help them. So,
Okay. So, what's going on this week in gardening in the city? Are there any events people should know about?
I'm not aware of a lot of things going on. We are looking at or seeing a lot of pest problems starting to arise now with this wet spring and into summer. So folks will want to keep an eye on pest problems in their garden. And certainly hearing to just talk to somebody a half hour ago about rabbit problems in their garden. So folks are experiencing a lot of problems with rabbits.
Yeah. I will attest to that. That's for sure. We've had a lot of our sunflowers disappeared by squirrels or rabbits or somebody, whoever comes onto our deck and munches them down. So they're hungry.
Yeah, so those are the kinds of challenges we as gardeners are facing, and together we'll overcome.
That's right. Sounds great. Hey, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye now. Tom Casper, a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, and he's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning.